Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
First up tonight on Love and Respect, a conversation about the intersection between crime and mental health.
Mental health has been stigmatized so much, and we as a country need to understand that our mental health is as important as our physical health.
Plus, comedian and Instagram star Drewski.
I called my mom, and she hung up on me when I called. I said, hey, I'm dropping out, and I'm going to do comedy. Hung up, click. It was just nothing. She's like, what are you, nuts? You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing comedy. Because it sounds so goofy.
That's all coming up right now. Welcome to Love and Respect Season 2. I'm Killer Mike, also known as Michael Render, and I'm glad to be here today. My new year started off great, right? I made it. I didn't die. Shouts out to 2021. They took my girl Betty White. But I woke up to some bad news a few days in. I got a text and a call from my old barber that my shop had been vandalized. When he sent me pictures of the shop, I instantly knew who had vandalized it. I instantly knew the person, who they were. I knew why they did it according to their own thinking, and I was very, very angry. It was a young man who's also a rapper, and he's mentally disturbed, mentally ill. I really, really had an affection for the kid, as aspirationally I thought he could be a very good rapper one day. But it was obvious within meeting him a few times that something was a bit off. I was angry enough to hurt him, to be very honest with you. I could have made some calls and made that happen. But I thought, in hanging up the phone with the person who informed me about my anger, and I remembered that my mother suffered from mental illness, bipolar and manic depression. I remembered that my cousin, who was very much like a brother to me, suffered from schizophrenia, as his father before him had. And it brought a sense of empathy and compassion. The last time I saw my cousin, whose name was Jimmy, half of his face still looked very normal to me, looked like the cousin I had grown up with. And the other side of his face, he had broken teeth and he had been battered and bruised. So I knew that someone had hit my cousin and someone had hurt my cousin. I knew that the worst thing I could do in that moment was try to force my cousin to be normal. And my wife reminded me that, Michael, you're talking to him, but he's not alone, is what she would say. That there are voices and other projections that his mind is doing that won't allow him to close contact, to have close contact with you in that way. And I thought about the kid that had vandalized my shop, and I decided to move with a spirit of forgiveness and grace. I called some other rappers we knew from the underground circuit. I got in touch with his parents. Needless to say, they felt horrible. They were distraught to a degree. But after about 2 to 3 years of this, they were also used to these phone calls. I've built now a relationship in talking with them, and I hope that we can get this young man help, although it has been increasingly hard. Today, I brought in someone who's an expert on mental illness, and hopefully she'll help me not only sort through my own anger, pain, and eventually path to compassion. Since 2015, Ms. Kim Jones has been Georgia's executive director for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And I'd like to welcome her to Love and Respect.
Thank you, Michael, so much for being here, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thanks for coming.
That is so important.
I was mad as hell.
I bet you were.
I got to be honest. I was really mad. But I haven't had anyone to really turn to and say, did I do a good job? Because it really wasn't about doing a good job. It really was for me. I would want someone to do the same thing for my cousin or my mother if they were in an emergency.
Right.
Did I do a good job?
You did an awesome job. What I'm hearing from you is compassion and understanding and acceptance that the mental illness is an illness. Yeah. And that is so much what we need right now. Mental health has been stigmatized so much, and we as a country need to understand that our mental health is as important as our physical health.
Yeah.
So yes, I wish more people thought like you and more people were willing to be loud and proud about their own mental health struggles and those of others.
And I gotta tell people out there, besides it happening once, he came back and did it again. So truly my patience was tested, but I don't want to create an environment that I'd heard about in history classes of how the mentally ill were once treated. They were locked away.
Absolutely.
By the church, they were treated as though they were possessed and oftentimes physically restrained, not in good ways. What's in this country been our legacy of mental illness and how we handled it? I heard in the 80s that Reagan cut a lot of funding. Mm-hmm. And after that, we started seeing a huge outpouring of mentally ill people out on the street.
Absolutely. Well, in the past, we haven't done a good job. And that's what we need to do, is definitely do a better job in treating the mental health and mental illness as a true illness, a physical illness. You know, we would never lock somebody away up for a heart attack or diabetes or any of that, and we shouldn't be doing that when it's a mental health condition.
Yeah.
So that's definitely across the nation, moving to more care in our communities and more of a recovery-based care system for people with mental health conditions.
What can people look for, not only in others, but in themselves, mm-hmm. in terms of breakdowns? So if you know if you're short-winded, I should go to the doctor,
right. See
if something's wrong with my heart and lungs. But what are some cues from a mental health perspective that I can say, maybe I need to sit with a therapist, mm-hmm. psychiatrist, or my doctor and talk about maybe meds I should be on or treatments I should be seeking?
Absolutely. Similar to physical health, like depression or other type of conditions, those are common things. If somebody passes away in your life, you might feel depressed. Mm-hmm. But when it starts impacting your life, when you are being picked up by the police because of some of your behaviors, mm-hmm. or when other people are noticing it's lasting 2 weeks or longer and you're aware that this is really impacting my relationships and my life around me,
yeah.
that's when a mental condition may become a mental illness and you need to reach out for help.
There was a campaign to push it through barbershops and black mm-hmm. barbershops mm-hmm. in particular.
Absolutely.
I hope that campaign continues.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to volunteer the swag shop to be one of, as we grow sites, you guys will have sites, because I would like to see American men, all men, black men in particular,
mm-hmm.
have the resources there they need. I'd like to acknowledge people like Charlemagne the God,
mm-hmm.
Who's been on this for the last 3-4 years and making sure that black men know that that's there for us as well. And I'd like to encourage other barbershops to join the campaign because, you know, we need it in our community very bad.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. That's so kind. You're just an incredible person you are. But absolutely, barbershops within the black communities are a trusted place.
Yeah.
And you think about it, you're sitting there for 30 minutes, you're capped eyes, people have your attention, and training barbers to know how to talk about mental health
yeah.
and how giving them resources that they can send people to mm-hmm. is incredibly important.
So we'll get that done. I'd like to
thank you
for coming out today.
Oh, no, thank you.
Appreciate the knowledge and information you've given me. I'd like to say to the people on the other side of the camera that it's important that we show empathy, that we show grace, and we show compassion, because all of us have someone in our family that has suffered from or is suffering with a crisis. I'd like to wish the person that vandalized our shop the best and hope he gets help. I'd like to send thoughts and prayers to those that are out, and let's make sure under the Gold Dome, no matter who you voted for governor, that we're there united as Georgia, making sure we get better policy. I appreciate you.
Thank you,
Michael.
Until
we see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Love and Respect,
Bruce. My God.
Man.
Hey.
Man, Gwinnett County's pride.
Yeah, man. You see it? Yeah. Man,
so let me give people let me qualify this. So Gwinnett County.
Yes.
When my grandpa first let me drive his Plymouth Valair.
Yes.
He gave me instructions.
Okay.
Don't take your butt to Douglasville, Cobb, or Gwinnett.
Damn right.
Right? So
you definitely don't go to Cobb.
So it wasn't exactly a sundown town, but it was a don't mess around town.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Migos have definitely qualified it as the North. It officially is a part of the city now.
Yes.
But Gwinnett is the county where people left the city to escape to for better education, mm-hmm. for better housing, for things of that mm-hmm. nature. It was predominantly white when I was a kid.
Yes.
It was scary. The cops still scare you out there.
Yes.
But you are from Gwinnett.
Yes.
How did growing up in Gwinnett, coming down here as a 1-year-old from Maryland, you grew up in Gwinnett.
Yes.
How has that influenced your comedy? Because it's not the same as if you're from Zone 6 or the West Side or the South Side.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, the police different.
Yeah.
you definitely way not in the city, you know what I'm saying? But you are still in the urban area of the city. So we're near, like, I grew up near, like, Stone Mountain. I know you're probably mm-hmm. familiar with Stone Mountain. So, you know, it's a bit different. You get to see, like, the white side of things, the black side of things, and we had a lot of different cultures growing up. So I think it was good for me in comedy because it's like, yo, I get to see every side of this. So for the most part, you know, I had friends, all different ethnicities, man. I had friends. I had a Mexican friend. He in jail now, but
shouts out to the Vatos.
Yeah, shout out to the Vatos, man. But yeah, man, he I grew up with him. Then I had a couple white friends. I had a couple black friends. So I got to see the best of all the worlds, man. But it definitely taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to see the good and the bad.
You're from a family of high achievers. I wore this today in honor of your dad.
Yeah, I seen
and,
that.
And because you, like me, are college dropout and disappointed your
well,
claim.
You know, we ain't talk about that. Who put that on the script? So,
no, now, well, no, when I was reading my research, I said, oh.
I know it was her. Right
I was
there.
Like, we're just alike. We said F education.
Yeah, man.
We're going to try our hand at
yeah.
At entertainment.
Yes.
So your family's from a family of high achievers. How did it go?
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
When you come in and say, you know what? And despite all this investment of y'all moving to Gwinnett, of y'all coming down from the north here
yeah.
for great education opportunity, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how'd they take it?
They definitely didn't take it good, I tell you that, brother.
Give it a conversation.
First, yeah,
when you tell your dad?
Well, it wasn't too much of a conversation. I got cussed out, but I remember very, 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 like, vaguely, like, I called my mom and I was like, I knew that it wasn't for me because I had said it multiple times before when I went to high school. And I was like, I just want to take a break after high school. And she's just like, no, I'm not letting you. She filled out every application to any college in Georgia it was. I swear to God, my mom did. I cannot lie to you. And I
not
literally.
Not Kansas State, too.
No, she did all that. She West Georgia. I didn't get accepted
okay.
there.
Okay.
But she tried. So I ended up getting into a school and I went and I kind of liked it. It wasn't too bad. And so I decided, I said, man, I'm going to go to a big school. So I was like, all right, let me get my credits up, go to a big school because I wanted to party. I'm like, yo, I'm going to feel how this little college thing is. You know what I'm saying? So I went there. Most depressing time of my life. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't what I thought it would be. I was in classes of like 300-400 people. I knew nobody, you know? So, yeah, man, that time when I was by myself, it literally let me sit and like really get to think about, okay, what do you want to do? And a lot of, like, stuff I would watch is, like, stuff from, like, Will Smith, Diddy, Steve Harvey, just a lot of, like, just hearing them talk about stuff and, like, taking a chance with your life. And when you know something, you just know. It's just inside of you. And I had the same feeling that they were describing about. So I'm like, man, it's got to be this. Like, I know it's this. And I called my mom, and she pretty much, she hung up on me when I called. I said, hey, I'm dropping out and I'm gonna do comedy. Hung up, click. It was just nothing. She's like, what are you, nuts? You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing comedy. Because it sounds so goofy. Like, you imagine telling your mom, like, yeah, I'm gonna be a comedian.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I called my dad, who was a former cop, and I was like, I'm gonna drop out of Morehouse,
oh, yeah.
the most
oh,
prestigious black
oh,
man
God.
College in the world. And he was
oh,
like,
God.
So what are you gonna do? I'm gonna be a rapper.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And he said to me, son, they call it starving artist for a reason.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he hung up on me.
I think I came home and I just had to find out who I was. So it was good. I do respect people who go to school because
yeah.
it is a learning environment, like, for you to know what it is in life you want to do. So even if you are there for no reason, you still, it gives you time to figure out what it is that you're going to figure out in life. So I respect that at the end of the day.
You explore sustainability in your Adidas show. So when I was young, so I grew up on the West Side. So you know, I'm on the West, all black enclave.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go to Six Flags, which was literally two exits away. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents was like, Six Flags? We ain't buying you no $40 season pass.
Yeah,
you better figure it out. So I started recycling. My grandfather would take me around in his van, pick up cans and bottles from all over the West Side, which was why it used to be a cleaner place. Now it's just a water boy. They throw the bottles out. But I go to the recycling place over there where Peter Street and stuff is now. Mm-hmm. You get your money, you keep a can for they give you a discount. So I was recycling based on I needed some bread. Mm-hmm. But you seem to really care about the environment in a very Gwinnett County kind of way, like middle class.
Hey, now, all right, we ain't going to keep putting the Gwinnett County.
Y'all had some money. So, but the show.
Oh, my God, I'm so weak.
Y'all had some bread, man. I'm just saying, man.
Hold on, brother.
Your dad with the house.
Well, yeah, no, bro. Nah. I mean, we was living. Oh. All
right. So,
yeah,
but no, you come into houses, right? So it's the MTV Cribs meets who's sustaining, who's doing. Like, if you came to my house, you'll see you got the little garbage can, then you got your plastic can.
Definitely.
And so what is that about? Do you really care? Well, it's obvious you care, but you're helping because you don't look like someone apart from our community.
Yes.
You look like us.
Yes.
I know and trust you. What brought you to that, show, and what brought you to that mentality?
Well, honestly, I grew up watching, like, my mom. We always had, like, a recycling bin, like a big blue recycling bin. We always had, like, a regular trash can. And I always would be, like, curious because I would, you know me, I'm throwing it in whatever trash can. But I would get yelled at for throwing, like, the regular trash in the recycling bin. So that just literally, that stuck with me off of just her yelling at me, you know what I'm saying? But
shouts out
for the
mom.
Most part, I think Diddy approached me with it, and I thought it was I like to do stuff, like, for it to impact, like, something that, like, matters, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you're not just doing it. It has to have, like, you know, a real meaning behind it, so... When we came and he approached me with that show, I was at his house and he was like, yo, we should get together and do something for like the culture. I was like, yo, let's do it. Yeah. And I was like, we can make it funny at the same time. So we brought in Adidas and it was honestly a great idea.
I want to talk about you being adept at social media. Social media, again, when I say my first year of college, we were coming out of, what was it, data process or whatever the little typewriter slash things used to be until only the rich kids like could get laptops and whatnot. Yeah. But social media storms in the past few years, and what you have is a filter. You don't have to have an agent. You don't have to have a record company. You don't have to have these things. You can have direct link to your audience and build audience. You were not one of the first, but you have been one of the best at it. What makes you courageous enough to do it, to be transparent, to show yourself, to be goofy and funny, and to know on the other side of that, I'm going to gain audience, I'm going to gain, you know, obviously gain a living off of it. What said to you intuitively, this is where I should pivot into?
I think, honestly, just knowing how to, like, maneuver in a business type world. Like, when I was growing up, my mom always put me in, like, so much different. Man, then I'm like, it's just pointless, man. She's sending me to Georgia Tech. What did you call those camps? It's like
the summer program.
Yeah, it's like a Georgia
enrichment camps and whatnot.
Yeah, it was like a Georgia Tech technology camp. And I'm like, all right, why am I doing this? And she has me doing piano. I'm like, why am I doing this? Got me playing in the orchestra. Why am I doing this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just a lot of different stuff because I just wanted to play football. I'm like, man, I'm gonna go to NFL. But she always had me like doing some like karate or something. It just always was something, and she wanted me to see all this stuff and like figure out, okay, you can't be satisfied with one thing. If you're gonna do it, always continue to find like a new way you can do it in a different way it can happen. So I think just stuff like that always like just like sat with me, and I think that helped a lot of my success because I'm never really satisfied. Like if I do something on social media, I always feel like I have to get to that next new thing that it is. So I think TV and movies currently now is like my new main goals, but my goals have just been growing, man.
So you conquered the net, and now you're going to conquer mainstream with your mentality.
100%.
I was going to ask you that, so you already answered.
Yeah,
so we going.
Man.
I'm going to get like The Rock, 10 million, 20 million.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
just
I'm
give me free passes to the show,
man.
Please.
Yo, I got
don't forget
on,
your fault, man.
We actually just got off a tour where I did some stand-up.
Remember Unk, man.
I got you.
That's
you should have came to the you see, I'm talking like this, Wayne Fielder. You should have came to the last show I had. And I was on a J. Cole tour, and it was a great experience.
Who has mentored you, and did you seek mentorship, or did mentorship just kind of find you? Because having a relationship with Puff is a hell of a mentor relationship.
Yeah, 100%. he always had respect for me, and like I think he just was so open to, and even any other mogul that I've linked up with has always just shown love and like giving me tips on stuff I might ask, because I'm open to asking. I don't care to, you know, I'm an open book, man. I wanna learn more. You can never learn too much.
I asked a 2, 5, and 10 question.
Yeah.
And the 2, 5, and 10 is, what's your 2-year plan? What's your 5-year? What's your 10-year? What are we gonna see out of you? Mm.
In 2 years, I'll definitely have a TV show.
TV show in 2? What in 5? Yes.
5, definitely have a movie or 2.
Movies in 5?
Yes.
And
yes.
In 10?
Like my own, not just in 1.
Gotcha.
In 10, I would definitely be selling out a huge arena for stand-up.
Last one. I love Could Have Been Records, right?
Oh, man.
All right, so I need you to, I'm Drake. I'm Drizzy right now.
Yeah.
I'm a little darker. My beard is just,
yeah.
I'm Drizzy. So he always be looking cool. I'm a Drake fan.
Okay.
Usually there's a slew of girls behind, but I'm not really Drake, so.
Yeah. And he a little bit more skinnier. But.
Yeah, he is skinnier. He's lifting.
Well,
he's lifting.
Yeah,
and I'm losing. We'll meet in the middle.
All right, yeah.
What's crazy is Drake looks like he could have been my dad's kid. I tell my mom all the time, I was like, you thought you was going to get a little good half light skin, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a little symbol. She named me Santiago.
Yeah, no,
I do not look like a Santiago unless I play for the Braves.
Yeah.
Look.
Well,
look.
Boy, you wouldn't.
Look, okay. None of the Braves.
We keep going. They're telling me back there. They said, keep going.
Look,
okay.
So, go ahead. Give me a pitch. Get me to say,
I got you.
No more OVO. I'm coming to Could Have Been.
Okay. Well, the main thing I usually do, I go ahead and just talk about the deal.
Okay, let's
see. I'm going to let you know straight up, you ain't getting nothing. You might get a percentage of. What, your masters, you might get 1% of masters, but at the end of the day, we're in ownership of you. But the position we put you in, well, we don't really put you in a position to win, but we see where you at with it. We see where your mind going. If your mind moving at a good pace, you're going to learn how to get up out that fight. So you in that fight, man. You below us. At the end of the day, the CEOs is in ownership. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So until you can fight your way out that...
You sound like Irv Gotti talking to us.
Yeah, man,
right now.
I'm trying to tell you. I
no,
take a
no
lot
hate
of tips.
On Irv.
Yeah, I take a lot of tips from a lot of those, you know, OGs that were in full control, like Suge and them, you know what I'm saying?
So, gotcha.
I say that's one of
well,
my...
Well, since I'm a J. Prince investment, I'm a decline.
Okay.
I don't want no rap.
Okay.
Man, thank you, Drizzy, for being an amazing kid out of Gwinnett.
Thank you, brother.
For representing Atlanta well. Thank your mom for making sure you were exposed enough that you just chose to be a dropout. Thank your dad for going to Howard and making a great kid like you. And just, man,
that, man,
thank you for what you bring to the culture. I love and respect you.
Thank you for what you bring to the culture, brother.
Love.
You're killing it, man.
Absolutely, brother.
All
thank
right.
you for coming on Love and Respect.
Black Young Kings, y'all see we winning now.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.